Hello, and welcome to season two of the podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared. I'm your host, Leonque Chavette, author of We Made Plans. I'm also a trained paralegal, a corporate trainer, and author of several unpublished books, but we're getting there with those. I hope 2020 has been good to you guys personally. I hope you and your families have remained healthy and well. Mine, everyone in my family is doing well, thank God. So thank you again so much for joining me for season two of the podcast. We have exciting guests and topics in store for you. So please continue to tune in and share with your family and friends. The podcast can be heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully I didn't miss anything. The information that we'll provide from last season to this season is something that you'll want to share with family and friends. So again, thank you for tuning in to Sounding the Alarm. Be safe, be vigilant, be prepared. So our guest speaker for today is Stephanie Marie, and I'm so glad that I found Stephanie Marie and that she agreed to participate in the podcast with me. Stephanie Marie is a native of Brooklyn, New York, but migrated to Houston in the great state of Texas. She is the Southwest Regional Director of the National African American Gun Association and owner of Family Ties Firearms Training, also located in Houston. She trains and has hosted firearms maintenance classes, competition match training, ladies' night classes such as heels, handguns, and holsters, I like that title, and women, handguns, and self-defense fundamentals. A famous quote is, "I'm just a lady with a few guns trying to educate women and families about our rights to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Too often we are taught to depend on others for our safety. I encourage you all to learn and diligently train to be your family's first responder." And that is Stephanie Marie's very own quote. So welcome, Stephanie Marie. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're going to just get started, get right into it with you telling us maybe a fun fact, something about yourself.
Well, a fun fact about me. I am a U.S. Army veteran, but even more fun is I am an airborne soldier. So I jump out of perfectly good airplanes.
Wow, that's very impressive. And thank you for your service. That is awesome. You got a good stomach for that because I couldn't do it. Jumping out of planes, I couldn't do it. That's wonderful. So we said that you were the Southwest Regional Director of NAGA. Is that how you say it?
Yes. Okay. You could say NAGA or NAGA, but I prefer NAGA. Like,
yeah, I prefer NAGA.
Right.
All right. So the National African American Gun Association is called NAGA. We'll say NAGA. And if you could just tell us about that and its mission and how it compares to the NRA, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to paraphrase. I'm not going to bore you. You can definitely check out the website. It's naaga.co. Go to the About Us and read verbatim the mission statement. But my time there and what NAGA means to me, it's just the embodiment of Black empowerment, Black self-reliance. And it's a safe space that we can gather, learn about our Second Amendment rights and safely train and fellowship with others that look, sound, and have lived in similar situations, so with like-minded people. So that's really the mission of NAGA, is to provide that safe space for us. And how it compares to the NRA, well, I mean, there's the NRA can't compare to us. They're separate. You know, they do their own thing. They're very political. You won't have us call you asking, you know, to support any one candidate. We're here to support our Second Amendment right. So that's the major difference. And again, it's NAGA is for us African Americans, and by us African Americans.
Right. So, yeah, I was surprised to, I wasn't even aware for a long time that it existed until I, you know, started to, you know, get involved with other things last year. So I, it's great that it exists. And, you know, for what you said, the mission is, that's perfect for us. So there are many articles, you know, about, I'm sorry, there are many articles that even the president of NAGA, Philip Smith, they indicate that there's an increase in the number of Black female gun owners in the U.S. And I know that this year I officially became a licensed gun owner earlier in the year.
Yay!
I know,
congrats!
Right? So happy.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. So I, it's funny because on season one, I had a whole podcast episode about the mess that I encountered with one location trying to buy a gun and how they tried to make me feel, and then I had to go somewhere else. But that aside, there's an increase in the number of Black female gun owners. So what's your thoughts on the rise with that?
It's actually twofold. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love that we are opening our minds, shaking the myths and the stigmas that was imposed upon our people growing up throughout history. So I love it. I love that we're making that shift and that momentum, because I hate to say it, but we're one of the last ethnicities, races that are kind of getting on board and training and exercising our Second Amendment rights. So if everyone else is doing it, how wrong were we to not do it? You know what I mean? But in the same fashion, with the increase and rise in just gun ownership, doesn't necessarily mean that all of those gun owners are getting the adequate training. So it's very twofold. I'm static that we are getting armed, but I need us to get out and get trained. And it's not, it's more than just getting your license to carry or your concealed handgun license, you know, whatever state you're listening in from. It's more than that. You have to train at least the bare minimum once a month. And that's getting to the range. But at home, you should be training daily. But I'm sorry, now I'm digressing.
Well, no, it's okay. And, you know, my husband thinks I'm a little crazy because I do stuff here in the house. And he's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, well, I have to practice this. I was like, what good is it if I can't quickly load my gun? Or it, you know, so many things that I've practiced. And he just looks at me like I'm crazy and overboard. But, you know.
And if you're not already, practice clearing your house as well and develop a home safety plan and share it with your family and practice.
Actually, I just saw that on your Instagram site today. I think, right, for a home defense plan?
Yes.
Something like that, yeah. So, yeah, but it, we're working on it. Some of us in the household are working on it. Others are giving us the eye.
They'll get on board. They'll understand.
Yeah, they will.
Go ahead.
They will.
I'm sorry.
So no, it's okay. I was just going to say that you mentioned the stigma associated with legal Black gun ownership in the U.S. And I kind of agree with that. I think that there is a stigma. I think that it's almost okay for everyone else to own and to carry except for us. So what? How do you feel about that? Can you just elaborate some?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of things with me are twofold. I do play the devil's advocate. So I put myself in both sides of the shoes. So I hate to say it, I may ruffle some feathers, but the way we act amongst each other puts a negative stigma on ourselves. So the black on black crime, the black on brown crime, that gives people from the outside looking in the thought, well, they don't respect themselves. They don't know what they're doing. And that's all of them. They don't try to get to know the educated ones, the ones that are elevated above, you know, and that's even a deeper rabbit hole. So we have to shake that stigma in our own community that we have to be more responsible. We have to love on each other. We have to value our own lives. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we need to shake that, and that'll, whether it'll help them or not, but at least amongst ourselves, we can feel safe. We don't feel that the young man wearing a hoodie is a threat to us. So right. We need to shake that stigma. And then just the fact that we grew up thinking, oh, if we carry a gun, we're going to automatically be a target. Well, mm-hmm. we're a target coming out of our mother's womb, you know, based on our mother's ethnicity. So that's already a myth that I believe people are using to keep us away from exercising our Second Amendment rights, from elevating right. above the mental slavery, the mental myths that have kept us so far behind. So I think we really need to dispel all of that and just move forward and become, you know, legally
right.
armed.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Trained. Yeah, that's how
absolutely. Great. Thank you for that. That's wonderful. And insightful too. I mean, great information. Thank you for sharing that. Tell me real quick. No, listen, because those are serious topics. Mm-hmm. And so it is a topic for another show, but I mean, we could spend hours
yes.
on that subject alone, you know?
Yes.
So, and that's it's something
exactly
that we're all
I'm
familiar
like...
with.
Yeah,
right. No, it's okay though, because I feel your passion when you start to talk about
yeah.
that, so it's okay.
Tell me real quick,
what was your first gun?
My first gun was a Smith & Wesson Shield. That was my everyday carry, and it still is.
Okay. And is that, what is that 9mm or
yes.
what is it exactly? Okay.
I always suggest for everyday carry 9mm or above. Anything below that, just use it as a paperweight. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. So let's take a pause for a commercial break.
Yes.
Again, you're listening to the Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, me, Leonque Chavette, and my special guest, Stephanie Marie of the National African American Gun Association. So stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back.
Leonque Chavette is the author of the debut novel, We Made Plans. It chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends in the midst of living their best lives when they experience a horrific trajectory-altering event. We Made Plans is a powerful piece taken right out of today's headlines. It's riveting and real. You'll become completely immersed in the lives of these relatable characters. We Made Plans by author Leonque Chavette is available online at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Amazon, Mahogany Books, and check your local bookstores. We Made Plans, available now.
Welcome back to the Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chavette. This awesome podcast is produced by Elite Conversations Media. And if you want to connect my voice to face, please check me out on Instagram at Leonque_Chavette_author. That is LAONQUE_CHAVETTE_AUTHOR. So you're listening to our amazing guest speaker, Stephanie Marie of the National African American Gun Association and owner of Family Ties Firearms Training in Houston, Texas. And we're going to jump right back in. Stephanie, you said that you are a certified firearms trainer. Tell us the significance in training. I know you mentioned it a little mm-hmm. bit before, but tell us the significance in training once you've purchased your firearm.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. This is such a vital question. This is so important. I mean, you got to train. This is something that literally you put your life, you depend your life on. So you need to train like your life depends on it. And then when you're trained, it's not necessarily only training with the firearm. You need to develop the mindset that comes along with it and understand, mm-hmm. I hate to call it a process, but understand what's in the event you do use your firearm, what is happening at that moment, and then what will happen at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Training is vital on the range, off the range, and train your mind. So mm-hmm. that's just how I feel. There's no substitute.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the pandemic kind of put me out for a little while. In New Jersey, we had, you know, the ranges and the gun stores were closed for a while. Then they opened up, but the ranges still weren't open. So, but I did, one of my family members said that we're going to go to an outside range sometime soon. So I'm looking forward to that, where my daughter and I are going to go. So that'll be good. But yeah, I know, right? Especially since I keep seeing all that you're doing in Houston, Texas. I'm like, okay, I got to get outside. I got to get outside. So
it's so different. The training that you can get, and I'm sorry, real quick, just the training mm-hmm. that you can get indoor versus outdoor is significantly different as well. So, you know, mm-hmm. if you can get an opportunity to get outdoors in like a non-fixed stall, so like it's more tactical, do right. it. It'll be an awesome experience.
Yep, I absolutely agree with that. So you also talk about, you know, in general safety. So yes. in my book, We Made Plans, you know, there was an active shooter event, and I'm not really spoiling it for my listeners from last season, but maybe my new listeners, I just spoiled it for you. I'm so sorry. But listen, guys, there's a gunman in the book who was a teen, and he accessed his dad's locked storage unit to acquire firearms to commit the mass shooting. So how can parents with older children thwart this, you know, phenomenon of kids being obsessed with firearms and going and taking them to commit some kind of crime?
I'll preface this with saying I'm not a licensed, you know, therapist or any of that such. I'm literally just speaking from a person that sees and follows the news, and, you know, I have my own thoughts and my opinions. This is not fact-based, not proven. But I know with my little ones, they aren't fascinated with it, simply because it's a part of us. It's a part of our everyday life. They hug me. They know mommy's firearm is on her. They go to my bedside. They know mommy's firearm is by her bedside. And they know that that is only for mommy to touch. So I don't know what necessarily happened in his household. But I believe with all my heart that if we, first of all, demystify it for them. Start them from young, understanding what this tool is, how important it is, and how much respect the tool deserves. And then, you know, just introduce them to it. Allow them to immerse themselves. If they show interest, bring them to the range. Take them to do things that they could see the positive side of firearms and training, not what TV and the movies and the video games spews to them. That may help. But again, also, we know our children. We know if our child, and we may want to deny it, but if our child is showing signs of, you know, depression, little ones go through it as well. If they're showing signs of, you know, mental health issues, then I hate to say it, take extra precaution to, you may even up to removing those firearms out of your home. And I mean, that's drastic, but this is your child's well-being. Would you rather your child have access to your firearm? You know what I mean? So. Again, I'm not licensed. I haven't done
No. It's
not
okay.
Proven.
It's okay.
Please, no one.
We understand. Okay. We all have our own non-professional medical opinion on things.
Thank
you. It's okay. It's all right. Listen, on Instagram, you stated that armed self-defense is a cornerstone of protecting our loved ones. And you stated that we need to train to become our family's first responder. So especially that first sentence about the armed self-defense is the cornerstone of protecting our loved ones. Can you elaborate on that, the significance of that?
Yep. Actually, the first one just ties directly into the second one. Case law has proven that the police, and I love police, I respect them. all my
so
school servants, you know, they are heroes to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't say however. And case law has proven that police have no duty to protect. That's not necessarily their job. So without me, again, being a lawyer and giving you all of those.
It saying to serve and protect, they have
to
serve and protect.
They have no, there you go. Right. So I say that to say, to point out the fact that, well, if they don't have a duty to, but we're so reliant on them, who does have a duty to protect us? Us, right? Ourselves. We have to be I don't want to say take the place of the police, but take the place of the idea of what we thought the police were there to do, serve and protect. So now we need to serve and protect ourselves. We have to be our own family's first responders. And then in that same thought, well, if an armed attacker comes in and intends to do us harm, our first thought is, okay, we're going to call 911. We call 911 because they come with guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are
right.
armed. So in order to go back to my statement, be our family's first responder, we have to be armed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said one, the first sentence ties directly into the second. I firmly believe that we need to be our family's first responders. And in order to do that, we have to be armed, trained, and we always have to have a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I agree with that. I mean, so often you hear so many 911 calls played back where people are waiting and waiting and waiting for the police to get there. And you know, it's just like a hysterical scene, and they're waiting and waiting. And meanwhile, you know, this criminal is advancing, and, you know, it's almost heartbreaking to listen to. And, you know, we all have that right to protect our homes and our property. So, you know, when I saw that, like there were many things on your social media that I found and I saw, and I was like, oh, this is right on point. This is what I'm talking about.
You.
That's how I felt when I was reading your stuff, when I was looking at your social media stuff. So, I'm glad that you know that I know for a fact that I'm not the only one that thinks like that, but I definitely appreciate and respect where you're coming from with this. So, we're gonna take another commercial break. You're so welcome. We're going to take another commercial break because we have to. So again, guys, you're listening to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chevette, and we'll be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
All right. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chevette. Again, if you would like to connect my voice to face, you can check me out on Instagram at Leonque_Chevette_author. You're listening to our amazing guest speaker, Stephanie Marie of the National, and I like Stephanie Marie because she also, I go by Leonque Chevette, she goes by Stephanie Marie, of the National African American Gun Association and owner of Family Ties Firearm Training in Houston, Texas. So we're going to finish up. And Stephanie, thank you again so much. I appreciate
this.
I want you to go ahead and tell us about your Family Ties Firearms Training Company and the story behind the name.
Absolutely. So I believe, again, we are our family's first responders. So what a better way than to build a company around that, around something I love. So Family Ties Firearms Training, it's a family affair, literally from the little ones to grandma and grandpa. We need to be doing this in training. So yeah, there you go.
Very good, very good. I definitely like the title of the company. You know, I was like,
Thank you.
Family Ties. So it must be a whole family
thing,
I figured. So that's cool. And so one of the things I always want to go over with our guest speakers is, you know, in this climate that we now live in, what's the number one thing you want our listeners to know in order to be safe, be vigilant, and be prepared?
Yep, absolutely. Number one thing is literally be prepared. Be prepared in all aspects. The world is shifting. Society is shifting. We cannot be ostriches and bury our head in the sand and act like it's going to go away. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be proactive and be pro-Second Amendment and train.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, we have the right to self-protect and just, you know, I especially for us here in New Jersey, we don't, we can't conceal carry. We can only have our guns unless under special circumstances. You can only have your guns in your home on your property. So, you know, and that's fine because you need to be able to protect your property as well. But, you know, I know so many of my friends who are, you know, they don't want to own a gun, and I'm encouraging people, and I understand some of their reasons because I didn't want to do it, but finally I got to the point where I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it. And I'm so happy that I did. But you know, it's real important to be prepared. I would rather be prepared, you know, than be scared, not to rhyme like Dr. Seuss or anything, but you know, I would definitely rather be prepared for something. So, and that's what, you know, what I try to encourage people, always try to be prepared as much as possible.
Exactly.
So I keep talking about your social media. What'd you say?
I was just going to say the attacker has a plan, so we need to also have a plan.
So I keep talking about your social media and how I love everything about your social media. So tell our listeners how they can get in touch with or follow you on social media.
Yes, absolutely. So my business, literally family_ties, TIES_firearms_training. I made it very simple. Family Ties Firearms Training. And yes, you could look up my local chapter at Houston Arms Gun Club. Both social media, IG, and Facebook.
Very good, very good. So again, I just want to thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate everything that you've shared with us on the podcast today. Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate it. To our listeners, please continue to be safe, be vigilant, be prepared. I want you to take your safety, security, and mental and physical well-being seriously as much as reasonably possible. For me, you know, from last season, I am that Psalms 91 believer, and I want you to keep the faith. And I also want you to take heed to Psalms 27, which says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And I want you guys to walk confidently with those scriptures in mind, and where it's legal, your concealed carry.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
train diligently. And please tell a friend about the podcast, which is available again on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Blog Talk Radio. My book, We Made Plans, is available for purchase. You can go online to Amazon for an ebook. And you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and now Walmart to purchase a paperback online. If that's too much for you, just check out my website at leoncrechevette.com. That's where you can get a link to the podcast directory. You can get my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter links, and you can purchase the book there. So lastly, I was kicking around the idea of how to close like I did last season. But basically, the mantra is still the same. I still want people to be prepared. So, you know, if you were with me last season, you could probably say it with me, but this is how I'm going to close it out. So, most importantly, we make plans every day. And to see those plans through, we all, with regard to our personal safety, need to be safe, be vigilant, be prepared, and be blessed. Love you all. Thank you so much for joining me for season 2. Stay safe, guys.
Thank you.